The other thing you'll need, with in addition to the cell tray or the cell pots, you'll need the watering tray, because you'll water these plants from the bottom rather than the top. And so that tray then holds the water that and your plants. And then the last thing you'll want is a dome, because seeds will germinate more quickly if they have a little bit more heat and a little bit humidity. And so you put the dome on, and once the plants start to sprout, you take the dome off. So you only really need it for a couple of weeks. But it is handy. If you don't have one, it's fine. But usually you can buy these things all as a kit. I think Jiffy sells them like all together. So you can buy them all together. The other thing I'll mention is seed starting mix. So we use a special sterilized seed starting mix. You don't want to use potting soil or topsoil, because it's a little heavier. Your rootlets and your little seedlings will struggle. And this media is sterile, and so it's not going to have fungi and all those other things. So you're going to give your seeds the best opportunity to start up. The other thing that's important, labels. So I will say that you want to label your plants. Peppers, unless you've been growing them for a while, they all look the same. So label your plants. And I will say, use the shorter labels rather than the tall ones, because you won't be able to get your dome on. So the small ones are good. If you use the tall ones, you'll end up cutting them in half. And then a heating mat is also useful too, because peppers like heat. Most plants will germinate and grow better initially with a little heat applied to them. And so a heat mat is very useful. The last thing you really need that's important is light. And so this is our setup. So we have a south-facing walkout basement. This is a nursery shelf that I found unbelievably at an estate sale on half day, off day with the lights. So it was really handy. So this is what we grow on. And we grow everything from seed. We don't buy anything at a nursery. It's either direct sowed or we grow it indoors. And so this setup works for us. But you don't have to get as fancy as this. We've grown for many years by just growing in a south-facing window. This is a little greenhouse setup. We don't use the actual greenhouse part itself, but this lives in our living room from March until May. So we throw all our plants up there, particularly when they get a little bigger. And if you're just relying on window light, you'll want to rotate your trays every few days, because the plants will start to lean. They really do like more light, but you can get by, especially if you're only growing a flat, you can get by with window light. On the other side of the picture, you'll see a little bit of a setup. If you've got basement shelves that you can empty for a couple of months, you can pull everything off those shelves and set up just shop lights, and then put your flat or two underneath that. Plants will grow just fine under 48-inch fluorescent bulbs or LED bulbs. You don't have to buy special expensive lights. The goal is just to get these plants started, and a broad spectrum of light is really all they need. So you have a lot of different options you can use for light, but that tends to be the biggest limiting factor for starting plants indoors.